Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. Hiya, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to my latest podcast, Sell the Sizzle, Not the Steak. Elmer Wheeler got his start in sales shortly after losing his job at the newspaper that employed him. His boss told him that they needed more salespeople. So Wheeler decided that he was going to work in sales. And it was as a salesman that he coined his now famous phrase, "Don't sell the steak, sell the sizzle." Which is why Wheeler's known around the world as Mr. Sizzle. But what does sell the sizzle actually mean? When we buy steak, and forgive me if you're vegan or vegetarian, just try to imagine something else that you absolutely love. When we buy steak, subconsciously, we're buying the sizzle in the pan, we're buying the smell as it cooks, and we're buying the taste as we salivate over the delicious flavour. We don't buy the cow. But how does this translate into the sales you try to make on a day-to-day basis? How do you sell your sizzle, not your steak? I reckon that at least 7 out of 10 websites that I'm asked to evaluate fail on this one fundamental content issue. Businesses love to talk about their cow, the features, the things they do, but they rarely mention their sizzle, the benefits that their clients gain. And that's because it's so easy to talk about the things we do. I'm as guilty of it as anybody else. It's so easy to list the things we love doing, which makes it easy to overlook the benefits that our customers gain from engaging with us. And yet, if you go through any form of sales training, you'll learn that people, you, me, customers in other words, buy benefits. We don't buy features. As a bit of a background, a long time ago, I used to sell washing machines for a living. I also used to train new sales staff. When a new model arrived, the salespeople would give it a once-over to understand where the key controls were, and then they'd take a deep dive into the spec list to see what it could do. The untrained salespeople would focus on things like spin speed, the weight of the wash load, the number of programs it had. Staff who had actually had some sales training would latch on to the fact that a high spin speed meant that it would be better at drying clothes, that a large load meant that it could wash a family's clothes in one go, saving cost, and that it would have enough programs so that it could wash every item of clothing in a customer's wardrobe. What they were doing was converting features into benefits, and by focusing on what people actually based their decisions on, they were the ones making the sales. It's really easy to convert your own features into benefits. Simply take a feature. This washer has a 1200 RPM spin speed, and use the phrase, "which means that," to convert it into a benefit. This washing machine has a 1200 RPM spin speed, which means that it gets your clothes drier than the competition can manage. Soon, good salespeople don't even need to mention the actual spin speed. They go straight in with the benefit. This is the machine that gets your clothes drier than all the others here. They know what the spin speed is, but they keep it tucked away in reserve in case they're asked how the benefit is achieved. So it could be something along the lines of, "Mr. and Mrs. Customer, this is the machine that will dry your clothes the best." And the customer could ask, "How does it do that?" And the salesperson replies, "By having a 1200 RPM spin speed." That's how the conversion could go, but in my experience, most of the time, the follow-on is not needed. But by having the product or service knowledge, it's there in the sales armory for the salesperson to deploy it when required. I provide a wide range of marketing services. I'll list them at the end if you like. And they all have features, but it's far simpler to talk about the benefits. And the core benefit that I provide is increased profits. This is delivered through generating more inquiries, which lead to more opportunities, which lead to more sales, which lead to the increased profits. And that's why the sales pitch on my website is based around two key benefits: win more customers, make more profit. The how is a conversation that can be had if required, but I'll always talk about the benefits. I'll take care of your search engine optimization. This means, see what I did there? That this will make your business easier to find in the search results. This will drive more people to your website, will encourage more inquiries, and this will lead to more sales. So if you want to increase your profits, then all you've got to do is get in touch. My contact details are coming up after this thing. I did tell you I'd give you a list of things that I do. So what do I do? I do SEO, also known as search engine optimization. I do pay per click. That's PPC, Papa Papa Charlie. That's Google ads, Facebook ads, Bing ads, all of that advertising stuff. I'll evaluate your website and come back with recommendations to make it better, to convert more visitors into customers. I'll work with you on your social media marketing. I'll either do it or I'll coach you. I'll help you with blog writing or write blogs for you. I'll do some email marketing, podcasting, much more. But remember, it's all about winning more customers and making more profit. Here come my contact details. Thanks for listening.
You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.